Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to General McCarney. This is what happens when you have two fellas who need to go home and record a podcast, and then they both decide, fuck it.
Yeah, too lazy.
We're just going to stay here and do a swap cast. But what I want you to do is I want you to listen to wherever you listen to your podcasts, McCarney Plus. Or what is it, MarkMcCarney.com?
/plush.
/plush. And I want you to listen to the podcast, and then I want you to fucking get to the end of it, and then I want you to go over to, you know, Spotify and listen to the General Banter podcast.
Two for one.
Two. It's kind of one for two.
No, well, I wasn't going to say that to them, but like,
it's one for the price of two, but you know what I mean? It's a sunny day.
It's very warm now.
The boys have been filming, and you know, just decided we'll mail it in, as they say.
Not at all. And we're filming. Great to be back filming.
Even if it is, you know, a corporate job.
Doesn't matter. That's the reason why I got into this game, and then I kind of slip in and out of it the odd time.
I think me and Aaron have made a promise where we're like, right, we need to put some steaks.
Fillets?
No. Sirloin. No, we need to put some steaks on, like, are we actually going to lose some weight?
Right.
So what we've set up is, he was trying to work out how much weight he could lose before Christmas. And I was like, a good load. You know, I was like, you've 20 weeks there, so you can get stuck in. But I was like, we should, the only way it's going to happen is if it's really like maliciously competitive.
Yeah.
And I said to him, right, we both have, you know, surplus timber to get rid of. So I was like, we should, like, if we were two fucking 12 stone girls, you wouldn't be like, who can lose the most pounds? But me and him can safely go, who can lose actually the most pounds? We're about the same height, probably about the same weight.
Oh, you haven't weighed each other?
We're starting from next week on the podcast. So we're recording on Thursday on Bomb Squad. We're going to weigh in. That's going to be the official weigh in.
Right.
In pounds, and see how many pounds you can lose. The loser, whoever loses the least, has to do a set at Lavery's with their before photo printed out life size. So you got to do a set with the before photo behind you.
So it's like that fucking show down south. You have to come on the tits and all out. And the way in front of everybody.
Who's the fattest cunt?
Fattest cunts in Ireland.
Fattest cunts in Ireland. But anyway, my point is, like, if we, you know, we're shooting videos there for the health and safety executive.
Yeah.
Why would I wait around for someone to pay you before we go do it?
That's just, unfortunately, it is a thing with... Fuck up. You were doing it before, just for the crack.
Yeah.
Now it's your job.
Yeah.
Even though it's still good fun, it still is like, oh, this is my job now.
Yeah.
So it takes a bit of fun out of it. I've said that from, like, whenever I left the shop, I was like, oh, like, the dream is to be fit to, like, live off comedy full time.
Yeah.
Now that I am doing that, I'm like, I wonder if the shop up for lease again.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to go back there and still do stand up, like. But yeah, there's something nice about it. It felt like this dirty thing in the evenings that you'd done. No, you couldn't tell anybody. Like, yeah. I had that for like 6 months.
Secret video.
Yeah, man. I was like, where are you going? I'm going, I had to make up excuses where I was going.
I'm a comedy perv. I just creep around at night fucking doing bits of comedy. I mean, hey, we should literally have, and this would cover it, one day a month, and you go, right, it's in the diary, we're meeting up and we're shooting a video that day. Because and you would get way more put out than you do currently when everyone's just faffing about in podcasts.
Well, I said this to you last year, and I probably shouldn't be saying it out loud, but sure, maybe it'll put the heat in us. We should be making a movie.
Yeah.
Because you made your Blender documentary, and like, you made that in like, no, it wasn't all together, but day here, but you don't have like 10 days, didn't you?
Yeah,
probably. And it was like 45 minutes?
30, yeah, 35.
So you could do a full one. Oh, creamy.
That's a lively one.
Can't even work the Cadbury Sun. The safety button off?
Oh.
It is the gear. Does it taste any different?
No, it's good.
Anyway, that is shit. No, I've me water.
Yeah, I forgot that, you know, it offers up absolutely no resistance when I opened it and just fucking spaffed it all
over myself.
Capri Sun's a dog's dick.
The straw was a far better job.
But there's something about it being in that bag makes it taste better. Because see,
I've heard that before.
That's what my granny used to say. But, you know, if this was in a bottle, you'd be like, it tastes like pish. But because you're squeezing it out of that fucking...
It's a fancy dilutant.
Oh, it is.
It's an artisan dilutant.
It's probably like a shitty dilutant, but they give it to you in that stoma bag. You can just squeeze it right into your fucking mouth.
And ingredients wouldn't. It's like that. Like, I do believe, like, I'm addicted now, not only Orange Lucozade, but iced coffees at McDonald's. I'm pretty sure it's not coffee at all. It's just a syrupy milkshake shape.
Yeah, an iced coffee out of fucking.
But Grits gear.
Delicious. That's another mind fuck. If anything's got crushed ice in it, tastes ten times better.
You introduced me to that.
Is that my fault as well?
It is your fault. My legs fucking
rocking back and forward in the street, like, get a stint to me. Fucking no teeth left. Get a stint to me. He got me hooked on that shit, man.
It's all his fault. I don't want to fuck.
Although it has went the other way, because, you know, I'll be driving along and I'll get a fucking weird, you know, rush over my body and I'll be like, oh, I need an orange look, is it?
Hi.
I need one.
It is. The cravings of it's brutal. I don't know what is in it.
Sugar. It's probably just too much sugar.
But your eye would take... Well, I probably it is maybe sugar. But I rarely drink, like, Coke running.
Yeah.
But it is, like I was saying, it's like a pregnancy craving.
Yeah.
It's like licking the walls. I love it. It and Orange Lucozade. We were gigging last night.
We were indeed. That was... We were down in the boiler room, and that was me shitting my pants ahead of my Vicar Street gig, you know, which is this Friday. His podcast will go out tomorrow.
Yeah, this Friday.
On Tuesday, and on Friday I'm playing Vicar Street in Dublin. You should absolutely get a motherfucking ticket.
Yeah.
Head down.
Unreal.
Tell everyone you
great
know
venue.
In Dublin.
Come here, great night.
had a wee bit of the fear ahead of the gig, but then I did that gig last night, and I was like, I'll be all right.
All right.
You know?
No, it is a classroom, like. But I've even come to the stage now where I used to sit and fucking shit myself the full day before a gig. I think, you know, you're just better not thinking about it until you're literally driving to it.
3 minutes before it. I know I was trying to get rid of my wife and child about an hour before I left. I was like, guys, you know, I'm only doing this gig so that I feel good about my gig on Friday.
Yeah.
And if I don't make use of this gig, it'll be fucking pointless. Will you fuck off?
Benoit, yeah.
It's the toughest thing about having wife and kids, you know, when you're in this game.
I couldn't imagine it.
Because it looks like, you know, people are like, oh, you just go out, get up there and talk shite. No, you're like, no, it's, I need hours of pacing about, shitting myself.
But but I think now it's probably pointless.
Well, this is it. Like, I've had loads of those nights where I'm like bricking it up front and then it always goes fine. Like, it always, you know.
Well, I wouldn't say that now.
I'm never like, shit, if only I had an hour more to prepare there. Like, it always kind of goes well.
Aye. How many years are you married now?
5.
Fucking hell.
It's 5 there, May.
I sometimes sit and try and imagine myself being married to children. I can't. I can't picture.
Well, neither could I till it happened. So I think that's fellas for you, you know.
Just cornered, next thing you go, over 18 children.
You know, you meet some girl and you're like, oh, this is good crack. And then, you know, you're already in the white water. You're in the river.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm just trying to stay alive, you know. And then, you know, fucking 5 years later, you're like, you've been washed 100 miles.
There's a guy in the front row yesterday in the band, and I was like, are you married? He was like, no. And the girl answers like, we have children though. And he was like,
oh. Yeah.
Like, just a baiting dog.
Well, the married part's, you know, it's like that Louis C.K. bit where he's like, you know, I was with this girl, I realized I could have left. And then we had kids, and he goes, then I realized I could have left after one.
Is the joy of knowing I could still leave here?
Yeah.
This is the height of it?
Yeah.
But then when you have 2, you can't.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
I know.
Imagine the days you had to have like 8 or 9 children.
I don't know if you had to, but, you know, people just were a bit more frivolous about spaffing and chicks.
Well, no, I'm not. But I just don't talk to them afterwards. That's the best contraception of them all.
I just imagine, like, you know, about 100 years ago, it was all like Peaky Blinders, where the guy's in a full 3-piece suit, fagging him out. Just like, and there's just some wench bent up, you know, bent over a fucking, over a chair, just going, and she's like still doing dishes. You know what I mean? She's still doing the fuck, she's still making sandwiches, and he's like, and then just dick back in, the way he goes.
Old Birmingham's bath.
You dirty bastard.
That is a great show. I nearly watched it again.
So would I.
It is a fucking incredible show.
Because I keep suggesting it to Maureen. I'm like, I'd love to watch Peaky Blinders again. And she says, no, we've already seen it. And then we spend the next month just browsing Netflix. And I'm like, we could have been through it. While we're thinking about what to watch, let's rewatch it.
Like, how many series is it? I remember binging the whole of it, and I was like, it was like a blur.
It must be like six or something, is it? Are they doing a movie? I heard that.
Aye, they're doing a movie.
That'd be good now.
He is, Cillian Murphy is one of those guys.
Oppenblinder.
He is a kind of an enigma kind of a gay. We just wanted us to...
I didn't know what you were going to say there.
what it sounded like?
You know what it sounded like. He's a bit of an... You didn't even say enigma. You mean he's a bit of an enigma? I was like, what sort of...
Sort I don't need to have there.
Sort of culty racism, is
no,
this?
But I'd just say it out like I thought then.
You're like, you thought I said... me fucking beeping away at the podcast. Jesus Christ.
He is like... Did you see Oppenheimer?
Not yet.
I went to my own cinema to see it, thinking it was going to be this mind-blowing film. It is very good, like. Yeah. But it's just him. These big fucking eyes and IMAX.
Yeah.
He's terrifying.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. And, like, he's cool across the board. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about fame. Like, every interview, he's just in there sitting like... Did you see that clip of, like, they're obviously at some awards or whatever, and there's people lined up, and, like, Prince... Is it Harry or something? Is going along like meeting everybody,
aye.
And Cillian Murphy just like shakes his hand. He walks on. His face is just like, you know, just 800 years of fucking rage staring him in the side of the face.
The one I seen clip of them was, the girl. I think he was being interviewed with. What do you call the other gay from fucking from Hollywood? Oh,
Shane Todd.
No. 50 Shades of Grey. Ah, Shane.
Dornan. Oh, right.
They must have done a film together, and there was some interview with them too. And the girl was like, do you ever use memes? And Cillian Murphy was like,
yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
And Dornan had to go, oh, memes are like, you know, blah, blah. He's like, no, I prefer to use English. Just completely. And yeah. Dornan lost his shit. Because he's like, he just has, he's no want to fucking have any part of social media or anything. You're like, yes.
You know, there was that quote where he's like, you know, people think I'm actually quite boring. He goes, but I have a great life.
He was a musician. He had a band, no.
Ah, that makes sense.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, he'd be the sexiest frontman of all time.
Oh,
and he's small too. You know, he'd be like a wee Mick Jagger type. Just a wee small, sexy front, like a prince, you know.
I mean, he'd done the film where he was a wee...
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Transvestite or whatever.
Have you heard?
Breakfast from Pluto, wasn't it? That's what it was.
There's a song, me and Dave Elliott were talking about it recently, by Skepta called Disguise. And I was like, I can't, you know, I was like, oh, this must be an old song that he's kind of embarrassed of. And then I was like, this isn't even that old. Now, shout out to my phone that it's a hot day and I won't do anything.
Chinese factories.
Skepta Disguise. But the song is basically about, you know, like one of the guys hooking up with like a fucking... Do you hear that first line?
All I heard there was the Transformers, robots in disguise.
Transvestites more than meets the eye. Transvestites, when them in
disguise. We're going full circle again.
Listen, I've shut Spotify on my phone, just keeps playing. That phone's fucked. That phone needs, that's right for the bin, that.
Oh my God.
Transvestites, mandem in disguise. It's not that old, like.
You've been getting some backlash from that.
I don't know. You see, they don't want to attack the black community because it'd be like.
Oh, we'll go to the next one, sure.
Yeah.
Do you ever fear?
Mandem in disguise.
My dick in these guys.
Yeah. And then it's like hardcore rap, but the guy's like, just because she's got a handbag doesn't mean she's got a ball bag, and all, you know, like, fucking, doesn't mean she doesn't have a ball bag.
Well, you were out in Thailand, weren't you?
Aye.
Aye, what are you trying to say?
Oh, no, I was supposed to be my wife and all. You know? I've been in Thailand, yeah.
Was there money?
I think it's, you know, because people will. I mean, it's literally like fucking, it's like a, what, not a culture, what do you call it? It's like a business, you know what I mean? It's like a fucking...
A transvestite or a business?
it's like an attraction, you know what I mean? You go see the Ladyboys, and then there, you know, if you want to buck one, there's like, this is the Ladyboy place. It's not like Mandem in disguise. It's, you know, it's out in the open. The plane lands and you go
femdom in your face.
I'd like to fuck a little Thai boy that looks like a woman, and they're like, right over here, sir.
Funny, I seen a TikTok there a while ago, and it was like, I don't think there were ladyboys, but there were just like Thai women, like, knew they were small, and just every man walking with them was like a 40-year-old dude from English.
100%.
Just they were coming over from the UK or whatever and fucking shipping.
Like, sure, it's like, I bet I do. I'm like, every sex tourist in Thailand looks like me. They all fucking look like me.
You were holding on to mooring tank that
I had to go and buy new shorts and all. I was like, they're all wearing combat shorts.
It's coming all over.
You alright, Colin? It's the heat. I must add something dodgy. Just busting flat. Now, if you're going to come in any shorts, you know, camel ones are the good ones. You can have an old stain on them. Do you know what I mean? No, but they're fucking... I mean, like, we were in a few... Like, we were on Bangla Road in Phuket, which is like a party strip, you know? So you walk down, it's just the worst music pumping out of everywhere. And we did see a cover band, and the wee Thai boys were singing System of a Down. It was fucking 10 out of 10.
Oh my God.
And I was just drunk enough where I was like, this is fucking lit, bro. But you go into like bars, there's girls dancing. You know, it's not seedy. You don't have to go somewhere special. They're just dancing on bars. And if you were into Asians, you'd be up a sideways, like, you'd be up a sideways pocket boner.
Remember that scene? Was it in The Last Hangover? Many good buck be one.
I haven't even seen the last one.
Well, the premise was maybe they get hungover and they forgot what the fuck they were doing. And then they come the next day and they were in the transvestite bar and they're just telling them about him bucking him up the ass and all. And he doesn't like your thing where he went, and then married, no.
Oh, fuck. I mean, there was like one of those old sort of viral videos knocking about, where it was like just some guy who was like Snapchatting his whole day in Thailand. And there was just this wee lady boy there, fake tits. And he's just going, yes, lads, what's the crack? Getting sucked off. And then he's like bucking someone up the arse. Like, fucking.
I was that way from here.
He might have been.
And then he started going up the rah.
Was just like, good girl, lump. Slapping her home. And then sucking his dick and then fucking her in the ass. And he's like,
oh my God. Gluttony, hey. That is pure gluttony, like. I mean, you've nothing else to be at.
I don't know. It's just like, you know, if them girls are in business, you might as well give them business.
I remember a friend of mine said a boy he worked with went out one time, and he forgot. That's such a bullshit story. Like, but he went into this brothel or whatever, and he was just handing out. He had barely left Tyrone, never mind fucking heading to Thailand. Yeah. So he just went in and he handed them all this cash. And unbeknownst to him, he gave them that much money, six... These dolls come into the room. He just started taking the hand of me. You got one to put the lampshade in her head and just stand there and all. But it was one of those stories you're like, aye. Yeah. I'm sure it did happen, all right.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I'd love to go over to somewhere like that, though. I want to go somewhere that's really out of my comfort zone.
Why don't we go?
I said I was either going to go to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Or the Thai Boy Town. We'll go there.
I mean, you'll not come back from Montana with any stories. Like, you'll have a few nice photos and be like, it was absolutely stunning, but nothing fun happens there.
Well, a bear made fucking.
You're not gonna see a woman pull a goldfish out of her fanny in the Yellowstone.
Just a big trout. One of the Silver Lake
salmon. No, I think we should go to Thailand. I'd love to go to Thailand again.
Did you go to them weird sex shows?
Oh, why? We went to.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, sure. I had a full bit about it. Going to that show, it was supposed to be a ping pong show. And the guy's like, you only have to buy one beer. But then once we bought the ticket and, like, you know, calculated how much it was like fucking 28 quid. So it was like 28 quid or something, but you get a free drink. And then you just watch the show. And in the bit that I did, I was like, there wasn't a lot of ping pong going on. Do you know what I mean? It was all tricks with her fanny. And it wasn't like a hot girl. It was like some old pro. It looked like someone's Thai auntie, you know. She came out with the fucking sliders and all on and fucking just had an absolute
bait. But the pro, I'd rather watch the old pro.
Aye, because if it was a wee hot girl, you'd be like, oh, it's quite sad. You know?
Yeah. You want the Venus Williams of ping pong and a fanny? Like?
No, I'd have been happy enough if she looked like Venus Williams, but she really did just look like Bobby Lee. kind of. But she was just and just this big old growler on her that obviously, you know, multi-talented.
Was it Red Raw?
It was dark in the room, so it was hard to know, but it was definitely...
It was dark in the room?
It fucking was dark in the room, I'm telling you. But it was a big old hairy growler. But the first thing she did was she was handing out balloons, and then she would like fucking take a big deep breath into the fanny, like, and then shoot like fucking blow darts and pop the balloons. And I was like, right, I still haven't seen any fucking ping pong here.
Why did you do it in the whole audience? Just sleeping there.
She did the ping pong like about three moves in. The second one was like she could like play a whistle. Like a tin whistle with her fanny, then the ping pong ball, and then, you know, you see those, you know, films where like the hot girl shoots it into your drink, and you're like, I'll drink the fanny anyway. If she shot it into your drink, you'd be like, I want that 28 quid back.
Throw it in her face.
And then, but that was, yeah, she came out, squatted down over a glass full of water, and like a fish plopped out. So like a goldfish. And then the last one, now I'm joking, was a hamster.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So she like fucking squatted down, hamster fell out of her blurt, and the hamster didn't know what the fuck was going on. It was fucking rolled about, oh, like all, God. You know, wet like gel.
The goldfish there just got the fucking image in my head. You remember the guy used to be on TV, in ATV, he used to swallow the goldfish, and then he'd go, and then bring it back. Why just swallow it and he came straight through?
Oh, God. You'd have to
That's
piss.
A skill now.
You'd have to piss it out.
What about the hamster? It was well slick after, I'd say.
Oh, aye. Wet look gel. But it was fucking
And so did good. You see her putting it up?
No, she comes, you know, it's a show. There's like a runway up the middle. So she comes out like, what's going to happen next? It was mainly squatting down and things falling out of her. She was basically, she laid a hamster.
Christ.
And like it wasn't like, woohoo. It was just everybody like... And then a couple of Americans beside us, they were completely freaking out. Oh, they were like, oh my God, no. Disgusting.
Jesus.
Few of them left in a rage.
I don't fuck. It's kind of, well, I was the one in Amsterdam, which wasn't as bad as that, but it was bad too. Like, where she was pulling like a full like tape measure out, like full like ribbons and all. And then, I think I was telling you this, wasn't it, about the time we had the sex show in Amsterdam?
I've been to a couple of myself in
Amsterdam. It did get depressing at the end. The doll was like stuck out. She put her hand in the back alley and took like a banana out of the fucking lunchbox. And she called me up onto the stage. She stuck it in her fanny and peeled it. And she wanted me to eat it. And I was like, oh God. Oh fuck. I had it like.
I was like, oh fuck no. But I did eat it.
No, I was rare never to say no to food. Word
do, you eat it, do you eat it down to the blurt, or have you eat the rest of it?
No, I didn't like touch her. I literally just got to the peel.
Yeah, what if you're just a full pervert and like all of a sudden you just develop the ability to deep throat? You're like, oh!
Where's the hamster come at it? But then after her, I remember this couple come on. I remember they introduced them as a couple. They were boyfriend and girlfriend. Off stage. I was like a lovely theatre. If somebody had said to you, do you want to do a gig here? And I went, yeah. Like it was a lovely like stage, you know?
Yeah.
And they just started bucking on the carpet and eventually I went, this is sad. Like,
yeah.
Because their eyes were just dead and they were just riding and like it was like, getting more like love.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm here to see bucking. Yeah, not love
I don't
making.
Want love. I want lust.
Yeah. It was.
I want imagine, animal.
And that was, we were chatting to them outside it afterwards. Like we walked out and they're all like, dressed up to go home. And they're like, no, we were like, this is our job. Like, we do this 8 hours a day. I said, how could that be good for you? Like,
God.
Railing your girlfriend 8 hours a day.
Your dick could be red, right? Like, you know, like, you would never be bucking outside of work.
No,
like,
never. Which is kind of a testament to them at how in love they must be.
I don't know if it's love. I think it's just being a professional, you know? You know, I think, you know, even if you're like a male porn star, it's just like, don't know what it is, but I can just always stay hard. And I can not jizz till I decide I want to jizz.
But I think half that's fake, you know? Channel 5 used to do some great documentaries on them, behind the scenes of them porn shows.
Uh-huh.
Half the jizz used to be just fucking...
And hand soap?
Aye, hand soap and water. The boy just pretended, and then he'd move, and the wee student would come in, throw it in her face.
The intern? The runner? Quiet on set, please.
The bluffer.
Jizz assistants. Guys ready? Fingerless gloves and all.
Porn, hey?
Aye, because there's, I mean, like, I would say 9 times out of 10 in porn shoots, you know, it's like, okay, we'll start off a bit of kissing, a bit of sucking the ditties. You go down her, she starts sucking dick. See, by the time you get to the dick sucking, there's probably, you know, fuck it. Like, if it was your first day on set, super hot girl, getting a bit passionate, man, you'd bust immediately.
Oh,
you know, she'd fucking throw her lips around it. You'd be like, ah!
Oh, I'd bust the door frame, like, it wouldn't even
And then you'd be like, can we, silence on set, please. Camera A, rolling. Oh, jazz assistants again.
Like, them, even them love scenes in films are fucking horrendous, like, and they're not actually bucking. It's probably easier bucking.
It probably is. It's probably less awkward to just penetrate. You know, be like, listen, I don't want to be faking the way that I bang. Can I just bang you? You'd be like, aye.
It's a good way about it.
Like, I'm cut, and you're like, oh, fuck.
See, it goes back to, like, us in the stand-up. Or like me, I was like, oh, it'd be great if you could do it full time. But then when you actually do it, you'd be like, this is fucking hell on earth. I can't get a route now that I've gerbil up my ass.
Hell on earth. I could be all right. Like,
no,
I would say there's definitely people in porn. I've seen a few being interviewed on podcasts and stuff. And some of them are like, listen, I just fell into it. This is my job. Blah, blah, blah. Oops. Fell into the business.
I just fell into her.
But there are some people that are just like, I fucking love fucking.
And there is. Remember your boy? What do you call your gay? Is he dead now? Fucking Ron Jeremy.
He's in jail, I think.
Is he in jail? What'd he do?
Sexual assault. I'm not even joking. I think he is in jail.
Did he do? For fuck's sake. I remember we used to watch a show years ago. He was on, it was like a reality show. It was like it was called The Farm or something, where they put these celebrities in a farm and had to work and stuff. And the cunt, like, they couldn't get him out of the house. He was full time just baiting the bar of himself.
Was he?
He was just, he is a sex addict. Like.
Yeah, just an old pervert.
And they were giving off, like, stinking, where is he? He has to come fucking feed and wank off the pigs or whatever, because they had to, like, inseminate and all.
You see, that's, you know, like, the guy's been in the sex industry and bucking everybody. And then when it hits, you know, the fucking Me Too time, and you've got like a sex addict who's in the sex business, he's probably just found himself in some desperate measures where he's just like, go on, just please, you're getting paid anyway.
Aye.
Just fucking put it in your mouth. And he's the ugliest cunt
I was going to say that he's the ugliest, but he must have a wild hole in him. He has got a wild hole in him, hasn't
he? Oh, sure, he could suck his own dick and all, could he not?
Oh my
God. I mean, he looks like Super Mario, and then he's got an absolute pipe on him.
He looks like Super Wario.
There was a program on, I was flicking through the old, was it iPlayer or Channel 4 Docs or something? You know, you're just looking for something to watch. And there was like Diary of a Internet Cam Girl or something it was called.
There was Stephen Bartlett's new show?
What made you think he is? it was all these girls. But the first one, I was like, man, there's a market out there for everything. This girl was just like a big, hairy fucking beast of a woman. Hairy legs, bush.
Oh, God.
Hairy tits, bro.
Oh, my God.
Hairy tits.
Like my chest hair, hairy?
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not against people having a bit of hair knocking about, but, you know. She was hairy. Like,
ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
And she was like, I used to be a... She's like, my family moved from Pakistan, and then I was training to be a lawyer, and I quit, and now I get paid to make men come. And I was like, ugh.
But what's so special? Does she do anything special with her hairy tits, or...?
I don't know. I think maybe just... I would imagine, coming from her background culturally, it's massively taboo to do what she's doing.
I'd say.
You know, so they're probably like, oh my God, I can't believe this bitch is fucking fingering her bush online.
OnlyFans is insane when you think about it.
It's insane, and then it's got so popular, I'm like, you're insane not to be on it.
Well, like, you're, like, fair play to anyone that does it. Like, that's fucking entrepreneurism to its point. But you do go, if you had a daughter and she was doing it, you'd be like, oh God. Yeah. You would be like, fuck, yeah. But then it is the way the whole thing is going. You're not them.
But then a lot of them have, like, you know, they have to make their content unique. So, like, I seen one there recently, and the girl, because all you do is you go on that suggested page and you see some girl with big tits and she's doing like some sort of activity, and then you go to the link in the bio, and next minute you're on the Twitter and you can see her lunch.
Aye. And cold meats.
And that, like, yeah. The cold cuts. And they're always putting a spin on it. You know, you'll see some girls, she's like, I'm the power tool girl. You know, and she's on the Instagram reel, you know, she's got the fucking no bra on with the jugs out, but she's like sawing a piece of wood.
Snail trail in Milwaukee.
I actually think her name, it wasn't even Partle, it was like Ryobi. Chick or something. So like, so then you click on the Twitter and there she is with the fucking...
Denise DeWald?
Mary Milwaukee. Sandra Snapple.
Strapple?
And then, yeah, but then she's just doing the same thing she's doing on Instagram, but with her tits out on Twitter.
Funny, I seen a girl on TikTok way ages ago. Very homely wee girl, like my type of girl. Yeah, like, yeah. It looks lovely wee
like
girl.
50s housewife?
Yeah, and she was just like showing, she was like going about and road tripping in these vans and all, and like she was getting into her bikini and going into the lake swimming, and I was like, lovely looking girl. I don't think she's trying to be purposely sexual here. I think she's just trying to get into a lake.
But I'm foaming at the bulb here.
But I did see in her bio then, she's like, 18s only, click here. And I was like, oh, what's the... Sometimes I'm so...
Oops.
Sometimes I am so naive and innocent is actually stupid. Like, yeah. I go, wonder what's... What could this... Because all her TikToks...
Does she say bad words in here or something?
And I clicked on it and I went to her Twitter. Yeah. And I nearly talk an aneurysm. I mean, the dirtiest stuff I've ever seen... It actually felt like, you know, like if you grew up with a neighbor or something, or like somebody you knew, you're like, oh my God. And it was unreal. I actually sent it to McCann. I had to share it with somebody.
Well, here.
Send it my way. McCann won't appreciate it. He's
no,
all there
that's
to pull the pudding off himself.
Yeah, he doesn't like good looking women.
No.
You're too good looking.
He wants some fucking skip rat. It's from America.
Ah, oh, the Americans. He loves Americans, eh? We all have our tastes as well.
But I know why. It's, you know, it's as soon as like an Irish guy goes to a different country, he's like fucking. He's like a tourist attraction.
Even Mickey was telling me that in Australia, he was like, "Whatever's about Irish guys over there, they clean up." He says, "If you're like an Irish guy and you've a bit of manners,
yeah,
the women are like, oh my God, this guy's like a knight. He's a fine gentleman."
Well, I Aaron told me like. He has witnessed firsthand American bros trying to throw game at women. You know? So a girl said, like, he said he'd overheard something where the girl was like, oh, I'm fucking cold or something. The guy was like, I could warm you up. You know, like real fucking like teen movie shit chat up lines. So I think if you have any sort of crack about you at all, they're like fucking ringing out the necks.
Well, I have no problem with that because I have zero game.
Zero game.
Zero game.
Game turned down to nothing. Crack turned up to 11. Possibly 90.
And I'm like McCann too, where like if a doll's coming on to me, but I'd have no clue what the fuck's happening to her.
Yeah.
I think she's not well.
Yeah. I think your friend's taking a wee turn there. She said she wants to go back to my house. Did she take any drugs tonight?
Fuck the drugs.
She's not acting herself.
Fuck the drugs. Find the religion. You didn't see the doll, hey. Somebody sent me a video the other day. The nun.
In Belfast?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
What's her story?
What's her name? Like
she's
Anna
single?
Christian or something?
Aye, Anna Christian.
Is it? Then aye.
Somebody sent me a video of her.
Next, fucked.
Her and this other doll in this room just fucking roaring and
just
shouting.
Praising the Lord, hardcore.
Praise the Lord is right.
Yeah, I don't think she's well, to be fair. I don't think she's mentally well.
First time I seen her was, remember she done like a, she stood like fucking, what do you call that, magician? Stood still for like 3 days up in the fall.
David Blaine.
Just. That was the first time I seen her, but I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like fucking performance art or something. Then I seen somebody send that video. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think she's all there, to be fair. Which is, I think it's slightly unfair that like, you know, she will, every time someone sees her, the camera will be out and they're filming her because she's a fucking...
The amount of characters is in Belfast is...
But that's nothing. Belfast is a small town. Like there will be a couple of freaks, but you go anywhere bigger. Like one fucking stroll through Dublin even, and you're like, this place is full of fucking lunatics.
Ah, that is true. Even, what do you call him? Did you ever come across Jelvis?
Aye.
Well, he's from Staban right now.
He was in Lavery's one night.
Was he?
Yeah.
Just to watch?
Yeah. And someone was like, Colin, you might want to meet Jelvis. And I went, all right, mate. And he was pissed. And he was like, right.
He does seem, though, like I seen somebody interviewed him once and I seen the clip of it. And he just seems quite... Actually, down to earth.
He's just like a wee guy, yeah. Just a guy singing.
Just making beef. Making boing.
Someone said, I don't know if I've ever seen him live, but someone said he just sang in his normal voice, but dressed like Elvis. I'm caught in a trap.
I'd pay for that.
Yeah, fair play to him.
That guy do well in Thailand.
Oh, why?
Four ladyboys doing the backup.
Aye.
Did you watch the Elvis film?
Aye. It's great.
I didn't. I turned it off after like 20 minutes.
I was in the cinema hungover, you see, so I entertained it. But
when was that?
At the Fringe last year.
Oh, fuck. Did you all go?
Yep. Sure, Niall sat down with a fucking, like, fucking full Mexican meal with nachos. And I was like, where the fuck did you get that? He was, I don't know, place out there. But it was like, you know, like, you get nachos and a dip?
Yeah.
This was like a fucking tray of shit. And it stank. And I was like, what the fuck did...
Slippy Niall.
Did you go out for that? Like, I don't know. But we're watching. I remember being so giddy and hungover, the bit where he starts dancing and thrusting his hips. And there's like zooming in his crotch and all. And all the women are going like, oh!
I know.
And I lost my mind laughing. Like,
I remember that bit. And it's so funny. Like, you know, they talk about fucking men being perverts. Women are just, if not worse.
But they're only worse when it's like, when it's actually perfectly clean, but there's like suggestion of naughtiness.
No.
They don't want to be outright like, I watch a load of porn with a load of fucking in common. They want to be like, oh God, he thrust his hips.
But it's like, you know, let's say like back in the day, Elvis would have been the first thing where girls were like fucking fainting. Yeah. You know? But like, if there was, let's say, a girl on Instagram, put up a picture of her tits and their lads were going, oh, that's nice, to go fucking pervert. I mean, seeing a Facebook post come up, as months ago, last year, where some, I don't know why it came up on my thing, it was like Wales Live, no, it was like a Belfast Live.
Aye.
It was Wales Live, and it was some vet.
Fat bitches in a pool.
The Orca sessions?
Yeah.
But the some vet done something, or he saved a dog or something, and he was a fine looking man. Like,
yeah.
Just a comment of just horn being, hey, that man can neuter me if he wants to, and all this. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Put me in a cage. Put me in a crate and feed me fucking biscuits.
Like, none of them even had any innuendos. Just like, tie me up and gag me.
I know, there was a guy, you know, it was one of these. The fuck was it? I think it was like, you know, like PSNI take a photo of like 25 quid's worth of weed. They're like, we seized this in Lisburn last night. One of the fellas was just like a fucking, you know, 29-year-old, you know, reasonably in shape, fairly handsome guy, like bit of a beard going on, and people were fucking slapping their crotches out, like,
oh yeah,
look at them and all PC sexy constable. Fucking right, it.
Oh, I just remember it's even like, remember you're gay. Fuck, I remember that going. Remember that fucking the documentaries on Netflix? The gay, the Night Stalker.
Oh, why?
He murdered people.
Yeah.
And he got jail and he was still fucking ruggedly handsome with his long black hair. Women are sending him her knickers now. I was like, what? Well,
that
the
was,
fuck?
Was that your guy Ramirez?
I can't remember. I just remember watching the documentary. I remember feeling very bad about it because I was like, no woman ever talked to me, never mind send me their knickers, and this boy's murdering bitches and he's still getting them. He was, remember he had all fucking, his eyes was like pure black.
Yeah, I'm trying to get, my phone is like really stalling here. Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. Yeah, the guy, yeah, like he's kind of like gaunt and whatever.
That's actually an old photo of him. Yeah. I think like young him was...
I'm trying to...
He was quite a handsome gentleman.
Now, in a, you know, in just in contrast, I don't think any of these women seen him smile. Because the guy's teeth were like fucking a graveyard.
Oh my God.
You know? But I think it's just because he had that like gaunt... Yeah, if he was like on an ad for fucking Dolce & Gabbana, you'd be like, yeah, that's what models look like. Meanwhile, the guy's murdering, chopping people's tits off and whatnot.
He is like an off-brand fucking... What do you call him? One of that guy was in Seth Rogen's friend. Maybe he got canceled.
Franco,
James Franco.
He's fucking all the young girls.
Is he still... I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he did. Did he not open like a school or something? Like a school of anarchy?
That's a slippery slope now.
What a weird career move. He opened a primary school. No, I don't know. I don't know where he did like theatre school or something, but I don't know. But... Sure, that theatre's not fucking full of weird people fucking each other.
Oh, I should even like see them plays and stuff. Sure, like the local ones should be riding through each other, fucking ding dust.
It's. I mean, what would keep you in it? Do you, wanna, you know what I mean? Do you want to do a play about fucking the famine in a fucking in a theater in Oma? Yes. In the green room, just fucking pulling wires all over the place.
Oh, it'd be brutal, like.
Jesus Christ.
Are you not a big fan of the plays?
Shout out, Begley. am I not a fan of plays?
No.
I've seen a few, and I'm just like, why? Like, you know, I feel like they could be done a lot better.
You see, I think what's wrong is...
they're not produced well enough. You're like, set it up. Let me know what the fucking crack
but
is.
It's also material from the fucking 1930s.
Aye, fuck.
So you're like, it's a different kind of... if you've done a more modern one, like some of them, musicals are fucking banging, like.
Aye, well, yeah, a musical would be more fun. Like, I went to see, what's it called? House of Mormon? House Book of Mormon?
I want to see it. No, because that was the boys done South Park, didn't
I? I get that, because it's funny.
Was it good?
It was good, aye.
We see it, London?
The Borg Gash.
Oh, fucking Dublin.
Aye, it was good. We're fucking miles away, like, we're way up at the back tier, but.
It is,
It was funny, no?
I remember we went to fucking see, time me and the ex went to New York. I wanted to go see Lion King, because everyone was saying how Lion King was brilliant.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a ticket. So the only thing we could get was Sister Act.
Right.
I was like, oh, fuck this shit, hey, but we went anyway. Unreal.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather go see Sister Act.
It was
fucking
unbelievable. And then we did, the next time we were down, we went to see Lion King. I was like, Sister Act was 10 times better.
Oh, yeah. Bit of gospel.
Oh, and they were like fucking gliding in the stage, like the way the stage moved, somebody would be standing off stage and the floor would move.
Oh, wow.
And they'd be standing still and they'd just end up in the middle of the fucking stage.
That's what I need in the house.
You need a Flavris.
Yeah. Just give the appearance of stage presence.
Yeah.
Like a Jamiroquai video. Just me sliding about.
We might add.
Well, something.
Are you looking forward to Vicarstead?
I am very much. I'm hoping I can sell enough tickets where it looks reasonable, you know.
Ah, yeah, well, surely.
Ah, fuck, I don't know. We'll see. I could do a bit of a push, but it'll be cool.
Sure, it's you said to me, time and time again, and it's always true, it's like it's the week of the ticket sale, like, or like
yeah,
a few days before.
Hopefully, yeah. We're back there. We had a minor difficulty with the heat.
There was a couple of N-bombs. Spouted there.
Yeah, he was getting all fucking anti-Semitic with it there.
I had to cut the whole lot out.
Jesus Christ, what were we talking about?
I can't even remember what the fuck we're talking
about. Vicar Street.
Oh, yeah, Vicar Street. You're looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it now. Got the rest of the tour. Coming to Scotland?
Hi. I kind of half forgot about it too.
We were discussing that over lunch where we got absolutely... you know, I go in that place flat out. In that cafe. Not a second glance. And you go in with this guy and there's fucking buns thrown at us and fucking... yeah. Didn't know Mark McCarty was there.
I'm the new Hugo Duncan.
He is.
Throwing buns left, right and centre.
Skiddly diddling.
Shout out to... what was it? The Green?
Deli on the Green.
Deli on the Green.
Give us three fucking buns. Rich. They were rich.
15s are nice now.
Ay, fuck.
And them's not things that I would usually go for now. I don't think I've ever ordered a 15.
What's wrong here? What's wrong with that?
No.
But I didn't need that. Like, it was nice, but you know, they're always like, you've just stuffed your face. Here's three cakes, basically. Trying to eat that, fucking.
But it's nice to get recognized, the odd day.
It is.
It's nice to get things around you.
If only I could get free, like, camera gear or something like that.
Or car.
A car. Carhartt gear.
Who did I see? Was an influencer or something down south, and they got a run of a car. But I said, like, the dealer up the whole
set. Well, that's usually it. They're like, we'll give you this free car, but it says our name up the side.
Yeah. Would you take one?
No.
It was that? Was Shane done that?
Shane had one for a while. I think it said Shane Todd on it, too.
Oh, my God.
I think it said Shane Todd, sponsored by, and then something.
Corsa, that, was it?
It was like a Peugeot or something. There's no fucking way I would do that. You don't want your name on it or anyone else's name on it.
I wouldn't like my name on it now. She get a brick through the fucking window ever.
That's it. Like, my brother-in-law, it keeps going on about, like, he goes, oh, he sends me, like, registrations, and I go, that's a sweet wee reg for you. And it says, like, GNRLBNTR1 or something. And I'm like, I don't need people to know that that's my fucking car. There's one for you there. Call GED 1. G3DD1S.
Well, that is the thing. Some of them personal plates are so stupid because only you know the person. It doesn't make any sense. I don't think I'd ever buy one now.
Nah, I mean...
There used to be the Fumana Rage. Used to be PAG.
PIG?
Pig. I thought I need one of them.
PIG. I would take one if it was just like fucking 0000, you know, something.
Unless you could get like Colin 1.
But Colin is the worst fucking name to have on a car.
I know, but that is like you go, oh fuck, they got, you know, somebody paid through the nose for that there.
I know, but then you'd find out like, you know, like who's a famous Colin?
Murphy.
Colin Murphy, he might have Colin 1. There was a girl in my school, she got her first car and they were trying to get her like Vicky 1 and then they found out Victoria Beckham had that.
Oh, well, Vicky's the most common name you can fucking get right now.
Yeah, she'll get Vicky too.
Take your chances down a wee bit.
Still, yeah.
Where's the rest of the tour? Scotland?
So we're going Vicar Street, and there's a wee bit of a gap, and then there's Edinburgh, Glasgow, and then I come home, and then I've got like the SSE, and then I've got London, and then I've got Manchester, and then I've got Liverpool.
That's pretty much the same as last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the same, yeah. I decided, like, last year I had the regional tour, like, mixed in, but I'm going to separate that, so the regional tour will probably be next year, January or something. So if you're in Uri or something like that, and you're going, Jesus, I'd love a bit of Guinness, go to the SSE.
Aye, fucking. SSE's bound to be, like, a pure joy for you now. You've done it a few times.
Oh, it's fun. Like, the last one I did, it was, like, that was a fucking gift.
Yeah.
You know, it was, like, it wasn't, like... the pressure of a big gig or any of that shit. It was just like, I've done the tour show a million times. I'll just go out and fucking rattle it off here.
Like, I'm fucking bugging it for Limelight. I was like, I can't imagine ever doing a show like that. Like a fucking arena, like.
But it's all the same. Like, the feeling of, okay, this is my big show in the Limelight and you're bricking it. It's the same feeling.
Ah, well. True. It's all sheds at the end of the day.
Oh, it's just a little fucking tin shed with a microphone.
Shacky. But I do believe, like I've said this countless times, like that gig me and Aaron and William and all done in Dailies was my favourite gig to date. And it was like 60 people in a room. Like Strabane last night.
Yeah.
Just crammed in an attic room.
Yeah.
That's it.
No pressure. You don't have time to think about it. You just go on in.
Get on, rattle through shape, assault a pile of people. Some dog come up to me. The fuck was it? She said something to me, and I was like, I think that's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. She's like, she came up to me, and she's like, you say some wild, horrendous things, but your accent makes it sound all right. And I was like, all right, that's fair enough then.
And you're like, fuck away, off you come.
Oh, you smelly old bitch, get the fuck away from me, thanks very much.
Thanks a million. That's true, though.
Your culture accent softens it or something.
You could read the phone book, you know, you got that nice...
And I've said this before, like, my accent used to be like, I used to be well conscious about it. I guess why I was so quiet, because I was like fucking, I'd go to school in Tyrone, but every weekend was in Fermanagh,
yeah,
and my accent would change. So by the time I'd go down to Fermanagh, they'd go, oh, you have a wild, strong Tyrone accent, and they'd take the hand on me, and then I'd go to school Monday, and they'd go, oh, here's the wee Fermanagh boy coming up here now, and they'd take the hand. So I used to say very little, I was very conscious about my accent.
Two shite accents to be made fun of, like.
To be mixed in, like.
Especially a Fermanagh one.
Yeah.
Imagine a Fermanagh person slagging you about your accent.
Aye. Oh, they do, like, and literally, like, just miles up the road from one another.
I remember doing a gig. What is that, like, where's Blake's of the Hollow?
Enniskillen.
What is the Enniskillen accent? It's all fucking up and down. It doesn't even sound real, but
it's not even, Enniskillen accent isn't even a broad Fermanagh accent, I wouldn't say.
Well, I don't know. I went into this bar and the guy was... I could be getting this really wrong, but he was literally like, "No, you get you drink." I was like, "What the fuck is this? Not real? Where are you from? Is that what is that? What does it sound like?" It's like fucking.
See, I have no ear for it because I'm so used to it.
It was all up and down.
Aye, mine would do that. I think too.
It sounds like a fucking a tape being rewound.
Yeah. What I love if you go on head on down for like Blake and heading for like Cavan border, they're very raw. Like.
Daddy.
What? Daddy.
Daddy?
You go meet my daddy. Their daddy?
Their daddy?
Their daddy.
Oh, imagine hearing that in bed.
Oh, I do. That's my kind of woman.
We do, right?
And a good bleak woman.
Aye.
Bred from the ground up. See, they have nothing for them. They'll create, there's nothing but rushes and stones.
Yeah.
And if I went down from with a 15 from Dungannon, like £1 million of them.
With a 15 what? Oh, a bun.
Bun.
I thought you had 15 Dungannon pounds. No, that gets me down bleak. Suck that. And a free teapot. It is bleak, does all the pottery on them.
It is, Bleak and Belcoo.
Belcoo.
You're in Belcoo.
Two kips. No.
I remember talking. It was Paddy was talking about it. And he talked about doing a gig in Belcoo one time. And he wrote it out of it, he says.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sectarian comments.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, boss.
The times are going. We're going to log these questions.
I do the questions, though.
I don't even know. Because of the middle of it, I don't know how long we're going for.
I have no idea. We'll do some questions, then we'll take 10 minutes outside ourselves. Drink in the sun.
First question.
I'll see my family.
How does it feel now to be world famous? Recognized by two bears, one cave.
Oh, why? That was an interesting turn of events. That other week there. Obviously, Bert Kreischer had found the Bomb Squad podcast and followed it and followed me, followed Aaron. And then he nearly mentioned it on the fucking
last one on
the last Two Bears podcast. And then this week he made a point of stopping and going, I've been listening to this podcast.
I seen the clip, but how did it even get into the topic again?
I don't know. I haven't, like, Aaron sent me the isolated clip, so I haven't found it in the full podcast yet.
But so, as I said to you earlier, it's unreal that he tried to mention it last week. I'm sure them boys are like us. Like, fucking ask me what I said on a podcast.
Aye.
Can't even remember. Like, and he came back the next week and shouted out. Like,
he's obsessed.
He loves it.
The machine's obsessed. Yeah. He's up to his neck in fucking bomb squats.
Loves it.
Fair play.
And he would see some amount of podcasts.
Like. Oh, I just can't wait till he gets his next tour going and he's playing Dublin.
Oh, aye.
And we're going to all fucking pile down.
Get him up.
Get on the Tito's and Vodka.
Did he do...
whatever shit.
I only done Dublin. He didn't do Belfast.
No, he did the Three Arena.
Did you watch the film?
No, not yet. I would like to. Me and Aaron went down to see that. That's whenever fucking... we got very drunk and we were steaming in the hotel room and Aaron took out his fucking folded up ironed jammies. And even in his drunken stupor was, you know, able to put on the fucking the expensive jammies.
Silk numbers, were they?
No, they were just like wee tartan trousers and a wee top. It's like something I put on Eddie. And then we just went back and forward, like, because he only listens to rap music, and I was trying to introduce him to the whole world of, you know, rock music. And he's like, fuck, that's closer.
Yeah.
And then we ended up watching a video of Philomena Begley singing at his dad's funeral.
That's how you want to end every night.
But he was showing me, like, he was showing me the new Tyler song. You know, he was like, we'd hear this bit. Hate.
Damn. I always say, McCann's got that. He's like a fucking Italian. He always talks and moves with his hands.
Yeah.
Like anytime, like he put on a song on the radio, like he'd be sitting going, McCann scoop.
He does have a McCann scoop. He's got some fucking weird dance moves. I think he's got dyspraxia. You know that. You know you're like fucking.
He's got something. Hey.
You got actual clumsiness.
He's probably the only boy I know who's probably better not being diagnosed.
Aye, because once you open those floodgates, like, you know what I mean? It's like, fucking, here we go. What's he not got? You know, he clicks his fingers with this finger, which, you know, freaks me out.
That's right.
He's all over the gaff, like.
But hey, he'll get through it too.
Too weird to live, too rare to die, or whatever that.
Aye, that was unreal, the fucking Bert Kreischer.
Aye, hopefully that'll. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what happens after this, you know. Hopefully we'll become good friends. I mean, I think we should all just fly to Austin tomorrow and be like, oh, funny you should. You know, mention us on a podcast. We're actually in Austin.
Is that where they... Are they not LA?
No, I think he's in Austin now too.
I was really booking that the other night too, going to Austin. Good thing I didn't book, because then fucking Scotland, for a bit. If Mark was to buy Colin sex paraphernalia, like he got Jacinta for you, what would you want? Jeez, you don't need a sex toy?
Why?
Zimmer for him? How are you?
I'll take the ass back if you haven't used it.
It is more just like a
you're
trophy.
Bound to have put your cock in at this point.
No, I couldn't. Why? I couldn't.
Why?
That shit does kind of freak me out a wee bit. Like, I couldn't.
Even you if cared I did, that. You cared
if I did take up, if I could get the stamina to get me dick in her, I no way would I come. Like,
I reckon you put it in the back of the van, you drive the van, you know, into the middle of a field, and it looks like you're doing a bit of work, and you just fucking open the back doors, and fucking slam it.
Some boy goes, "What's that boy sawing in the distance?
What's he doing?
Just railing her. She got bolted to the bonnet.
I'm dissing. Nah, sure, sticky enough.
There's an old stick of her.
Yeah, whatever that silicone stuff is, very greasy.
But even like I thought, oh, it'll settle down after a couple of weeks, but it's still coming off her to the stage where I was like, is the old boy coming in here and railing this thing?
Baby oil and all that?
Without him knowing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
Philadelphia cheese.
Whatever that substance is, it does just like sweat grease. Because it was in my office for about a week, and we were slapping it and fucking... and even the cover that came with it was all greasy. And then you would set it on the table, and the table would be all greasy. It'd be on your hands and on your fucking t-shirt and shit.
But as well, I lifted it there the other day, and whatever way I had it, I could see the light shining through the flaps of her. And I was like, that is so well made. Like, it's very realistic. I've never put it all flaps to the sunlight before, right enough. But you know what it is?
Like a bat wing, just kind of kind of half see through.
George Clooney's bat wing.
Stick your dick in it for the crack. Vlog it.
The time I got the blow-up doll for the video, and I blew it up and jokingly was fucking putting it at the kitchen table to see the old boy's reaction and stuff, and I fucked it down into my room, and that night I was in bed, and the thing was just staring at me from the corner, and I had to get up and bring it out the shed. I couldn't.
You gotta get real. I can't have you looking at me any longer.
I don't know. I couldn't. Any of that realistic stuff freaks me out.
If it was in my office a couple more days, you wouldn't have been getting it.
Plowed under.
I had a surprise for you, Mark, but I lost it.
What is that yoke? Was me and you talking about the yoke where it's like a fucking a deck extender? Where it's like a fleshlight. But then the other end is like
the sleeve thing?
A dildo for a horror.
Was that me and you talking about that?
I think it was you and me.
Or I was talking to someone about it recently. You slide your dick in one side, and it's you know, it's got a big dick on the end of it.
For her?
Yeah, but it feels good for you too.
Is that not too far?
Too far what?
Just
into the world of pleasure?
A fleshlight. I'd probably try a fleshlight now.
I don't think there's anything wrong with any of that shit.
I think it's just the realism of them other things that really, like, oh, why has she got eyes? Jeepers creepers over here.
But this is just an arse, like, if you, two googly eyes on
the but it's just an arse with no limbs.
So is Armacan.
Maybe that's what's freaking me out.
But that's not the worst of it. You can get the arse with the legs. And the legs are just all fucking floppy all over the place.
You ever see the video of the guy trying out the fucking rump in the sex shop? It actually was very similar to Jacinta. Was sitting in a podium in the middle of like a floor model.
Right.
And this guy came up and went, stuck his dick in her to try it out. The CCTV camera.
Oh my God.
And he just went, no. And he walked out.
Jesus Christ, that's a bit much, like.
I know, what would you like? Get a sex swing or something?
Sex? Fuck, it would need to be well reinforced to get me on it.
A sex hammock?
It'd be like something you'd lift fucking, you know, sand out of a quarry with.
Just give me a map, bro.
I tell you what I would take a go at is just the plain and simple VR headset. I've never given that a go. I have one. Do you?
I'll give you a lend of her.
We'll get Jacinta in the boat and get the headset on and pretend you're in a different world.
Would you believe, I don't even think I have watched VR porn on it. I don't know that stupid video with it that I'll... fucking
boxing
pub thing, and they done the Beat Saber thing, and that was a bit ahead of it.
Yeah, you definitely. I'd give that a go.
You know, it's getting insane right now.
But please fuck that big black ass out. That'd be great.
Kill one celebrity with your bare hands. Who would it be? This is the kind of questions I get. Kill one celebrity with your bare hands. I always blank in celebrities and wild bother their names.
Be fun to just beat the fuck out of Putin in a room.
Aye.
You know, it'd be the ultimate fucking just dick swing, wouldn't it? I bit the fuck out of Putin.
You probably, and he probably wouldn't be that tough, like.
No, I know they say he's got like judo and shit, but who gives a fuck?
Him that big
Steven Seagal. Am I like fighting the guy who's like?
No, I'd be sad. You ever see him lately?
Beat the tripe out of him. But there was a funny video of who was he training? He had some like full UFC fighter, and he turned up and he's like, "I'd like to show you some moves." And he obviously is like, "We have to turn the cameras off, please." And then he came back on the camera and he was like, "Yeah, it's you know, if you would have seen with the cameras on some of the stuff I taught this guy, and you would know why we didn't want it filmed. It's extremely violent." And you're like, "Shut the fuck up, you fat bastard." As if that guy wouldn't just fucking dump you in your head and punch your fucking head in.
Was he not at the end of the video with him fighting and he was literally doing these like weak punches and the guys were like, "Oh,
that's Aikido." Like the guy runs at him and he does like a wee wrist turn and the guy fucking does a double backflip. He's like, "I'm a sensei." But the way he was like, and he comes in, like takes off a scarf and those yellow glasses. He's like, "Turn the cameras off. Some of these techniques are deadly."
What nationality is he?
He's American, but he does that thing where like Dog the Bounty Hunter did it too, where no matter, depending on who he's with, he almost takes the accent. So he'd be like, "Howdy, partner. I'm a cop in Texas, right, man?" And then the next minute he's like, "Hello, but I am with my Japanese friend." You know, he just, whoever he's around, he just fucking morphs into.
Yeah. Dog the Bounty Hunter was another, is he dead?
I just had a thought of Seagal rolling up. "Well, bye."
You know,
Sir. Turn those cameras off. I'm about to show you some fucking deadly moves, lad.
Any orange Luke's date?
Oh, God, I'm choking for an orange Lucos 8.
We took a wrong turn at the Pally Colly roundabout, but my judo kicked in.
Yeah. And here we are. Oh, my.
Does he still do films?
Fucking idiot. I don't know what the fuck he does. I mean, he's done everything. We were watching that clip, you know, a few weeks ago, me and Dave on the podcast, where he had the fucking like dance hall album, where he's like singing in Jamaican patois. That's what I mean. He just morphs into whoever he's around. Have you heard that song?
No.
He's like, "Me want a punani." Have you not heard that?
No.
He has a song and it's literally like the lyrics that are like, "Me want
to Chet Hanks."
Yeah, worse. It's like, "Me want a punani." And then he's like, "I can drink the rum, then I can make you come."
Go to the fuck.
Yeah.
Was this like recently?
Yeah, it's fucking, you know, he's like, "Don't make me play this again, fuck."
No, please do. I haven't heard it. I want the banana. The man's uncancellable.
Steven Seagal, Strut, that's the song. Mr. Steven Seagal!
When the girls start to strut, you can't get there, but you shouldn't do that. The girl dress is just a pity, not just there to come. Unreal. That's my new intro for the podcast.
Listen, we've got the temperature sign on this camera again here. Me want a punani. me want a punani. Will we wrap it up before his camera explodes?
Is it?
Have you a ton of questions still?
Hold on. We'll get one more.
Aye, go on.
We'll get one and
see
we'll
how
get
this camera
here.
Gets on there. Fuck's sake, it's going to cut off one of these days. Give us one more. Me want a punani. Then we can make you come.
Right. Donna wants to know, if you had to fuck one of your fellow comedians, who would it be?
Definitely a female one, just out of pure principle.
No, if I had to fuck one of them, it would be out of pure badness and torture. Who would you like to see just railed into oblivion? Jordan?
No. Sorry, Jordan, but I would not ride you.
Not even out of badness? Put him on his back.
No, like I would ride McCann out of badness.
I don't.
You know what I mean? Just for the fucking, for the Insta. We're like, take out, you fucking agent.
Yeah.
The guy would even wake up. He'd be lying there.
Fist in the alarm clock.
Cuckoo.
Hi. They're not a good looking bunch, to be fair.
Nah, I'd rather just die alone.
Or should my cock just fall off me?
God.
I know. I don't think you'd need to be at a bad level now.
Fuck, what are you fucking me? Oh, jeez.
It was a desperate question to end on, wasn't it?
God, I feel sick, man.
Put a bad old taste in my mouth. But take a squashy and
I'll take a squashy.
Turn that off.
Rub it against my bean. Right, we're going to get out of here, guys. This has been General what do we call
General
it?
X McCarney.
McCarney Banter. This will be getting up on both platforms, but I will plug my own gigs. Go to colingaz.com, get some tour tickets. Get them for this motherfucking Friday, you know?
Absolutely.
You don't know? Have you any gigs coming up? Do you sell that third limelight yet?
I don't even know. I know it's over half sold out.
Get on there and buy a ticket for... what's the show called? In Concert?
Live in Concert.
Live in Concert. Mark McCartney at the Limelight.
Yeah. A lot of thought was put into it.
It's fun. It's fun. Right, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to get my scrotum and wring it out.
Good
in
luck.
In the garden. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Take care of yourselves, you fucking bastards. Me want to put 90...